right, let's do it. Wrap up the week. It's the Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends, on this September 25th, a Friday edition. We want you to vote the GOAT. That's where we started off today. A dirty old man in the football realm is getting his sexy back. It's National One-Hit Wonder Day. We celebrated. We nominated. You voted on the best between the three of us here on the show. We'll be playing them all day long here on MGK. There's a new coffee creamer that has us scratching our heads. Bob Seger was featured in Song Stories today. Jason Mertidis was back with more football picks for the weekend. And comedian Paul Verzi joined us as well. Here it all is for you. It is the Daily Podcast.
That might be my number one Tom Petty song.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
really close.
It's just, I love the energy of it, you know. And I can just imagine. I don't know who's. I got to check and see who's playing acoustic guitar on that, because it would be kind of funny in the production meeting, you know. Okay, and Bob.
Dave Mason.
Right. And Bob, you just go.
When in doubt.
Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Every time I finish a line. Da 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 da.
Such a great air strumming song.
It really is. It's a great damn song. Hey, you know what? It's starting next week. We've been telling you about Vote for the GOAT.
Yeah.
Where just go to WMGK.com and look us up, and you'll have the opportunity to, vote for what you believe is the best song by every band that you could possibly think you would want to know what the best song is from. It's real simple. I mean, think about it. We just went through it right there. We're all going with Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Running Down a Dream as his best song, but you get to pick a bunch of them, and if you go, you know, you'll have a whole list of rock artists there. This will happen up until Thursday of next week, because Thursday is October 1st, and that's when we're going to start rolling these out.
Oh, cool.
So get your votes in. I believe voting ends 5 o'clock on Monday.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Guess who got his sexy back?
Justin?
Not Justin Timberlake. He got his sexy back originally, but this is somebody else got their sexy back.
Who got their sexy back?
I think you might have been on the right trail.
I said me.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Absolute wrong trail. Turn around, spin around, go back.
Man, I have no idea. All right, hold on. Give us a clue.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Football.
Plexico Burress.
No.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Brett Favre?
No. Sorry. Let's turn over all the cards.
Oh, man.
Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Kraft got his sexy back. His charges for solicitation have been dropped in the Asian spa and getting his happy ending.
Yeah.
Right? And they cited, this is what I love the most, they cited a lack of evidence. Since the video wasn't allowed to be submitted. Once the video wasn't allowed to be submitted, why did this keep going on? You know, it just makes no sense. But he got his sexy back. Come on, get it on.
Admit it, Robert Kraft. Yeah. You got caught committing a sex act. Yeah. But because you're rich and you own the pats, you didn't even get your wrist slapped.
Yeah. Take him to the bridge. Come on.
Dirty boy. What you're working with.
He won't be charged with.
You'd work for tips.
He'll get away with.
That makes me smile.
Attorneys take care.
Like six Super Bowl titles.
For the rich, it's different.
Get your rubbing on.
He won't be charged with it.
Get your rubbing on.
He'll get away with it.
Get your rubbing on.
Attorneys take care of it.
Get your rubbing on. You did it, Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
You're nearly 80. You should take a nap.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Could have had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Imagine what if your grandpa did that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Tony Levin, I don't know if it was in the studio, but Tony Levin was the one on stage. The bass player Tony Levin was the one on stage in Peter's shows who would do the In Your Eyes.
Yeah.
Did a,
it's always the bass player.
All right.
Does he have a super deep voice? just in Tony, normal conversation?
Not really. No.
Talks like this?
No, it has a normal voice, but
incredible range.
Tall, tall man.
Yeah,
tall, thin man. He used to do. You would have loved Slender this thing, man. Dave. He used to do this thing where he would set up a 35 millimeter or a 2.25 camera on stage somewhere.
Okay,
and he had on his foot pedals. One of the foot pedals was a plunger for the camera.
Oh, right? Cool.
So while the show was going on, he would just randomly hit it and see what pictures he came out with.
Oh, that rocks.
And some of the, Peter had this book out at one time. I'm not sure if it was Peter or Tony had this book out at one time, but had all of these pictures in it and other stories about being on the road. So,
oh, that rocks.
It's really cool. 57 degrees outside. They're calling it haze. We're calling it fog. Some morning fog. Be careful as you drive. Make sure your lights are on. Not your brights, just your lights. Partly sunny today. The high temperature, about 77 degrees. Could be a little more humid than it has been, but 57 degrees outside. Right now, still getting great cars. Oh my God! I got somebody sent me my dream Corvette yesterday.
What color?
A silver. That's a silver blue.
Oh, cool.
All right. As a matter of fact, I came really close to buying a car just like this once, and then you know the bottom fell out of the stock market, and I ended up getting a barbecue grill.
Right. Send this guy an offer.
But a beautiful. I think it's a '67 split screen, a split rear windshield Corvette. I mean, I'm not sure if that's '67 or '65, but it's just. Oh my God, it's glorious. What I'm going to talk about is the classic car calendar. If you've got a classic car and want to make the calendar this year, it's our fifth year of doing it. Well, just go to WMGK.com, use the keyword cars, and it'll take you right to the site where you put in all your information. Send us a picture of your car, and you know, maybe you're one of the 13 people who make it on the calendar. Or if you want, just send it to cars. All of the information, send it to cars at WMGK.com, and that will get it on there as well. Today is a one-hit wonder day.
Do you know what today is?
Wow. Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day.
One-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder?
This record was a big hit.
Big hit. Big hit.
All over the world.
And then?
And we're never heard from again.
They're never heard from again.
Happy National One-Hit Wonder Day.
So, today is One-Hit Wonder Day. All right, we've all picked our One-Hit Wonder song that we wanted to hear one more time. All right, a One-Hit Wonder is a song by a band that gets a big hit out of one song, and then they never get a hit again. Now, some people got confused about this. It was like somebody sent me Let It Be by the Beatles. Yes, it was a hit,
oh boy.
But they did have a couple of others.
Just a few.
Right? You know. So what could it be for anybody? You know, we just love hearing about it. People were putting their suggestions on our list all week long. And now it's time to get to ours. Are you guys into some wagering this morning?
Sure. Always.
All right. Yeah. All right. So do you want to put each song up against each song?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So we'll hand out numbers in a little bit.
Yeah, you got to give me time to set that
up. Yeah, you got to set up the poll.
Yep.
All right. All right. But Dave is first this morning. What is your one-hit wonder?
Mine is the 80s sensation for a couple months. Cutting Crew.
Cutting Crew,
with
right?
Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Uh-huh. I have to tell
wonderful
you,
80s ditty.
I have absolutely no recollection of this
song. I find
I
that
can't
incredible.
Believe that.
That's insane.
I remember the name Cutting Crew.
It was Virgin's first number one hit. Your boy Richard Branson. You should definitely know this. It was in Stranger Things and the 2020 Planters peanut commercial where he dies a fiery death.
Oh, right.
That's what Wesley Snipes is singing in the peanut mobile.
Forgot about
before
that.
It crashes off the cliff.
I can't believe you haven't
so,
heard this.
So, Dave's one hit wonder this morning, a Cutting Crew, and I Just Died in Your Arms.
Tonight.
Tonight. Before that, Dave's pick this morning for his one hit wonder, which was Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms. And it was Just Died in Your Arms. There is no tonight.
You're right. All I was wrong about
that's
that
the, that's the lyric, but not the title. All right. That is his. Steve is going with Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue.
You're damn right. Right. It was riots in 1981 in London. I was there.
And I'm going with Shocking Blue, Venus.
Yes.
All right. And, well, it's your choice. So we decided we're going to do a little wagering here as to who's come up with the best song. So if you agree with Dave, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Eddie Grant, and that's Steve's pick, text 2 to MGK, MGK. And if you're going with mine, Shocking Blue, and I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Bundle of Joy. All right. Text 3. To MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645.
What?
Oh, it looked like you were about to say something.
I don't
something.
Think that's a lyric in the
what?
Song.
What?
I'm Your Bundle of Joy.
It's I'm Your Fire, isn't it?
No.
It's Your Desire?
I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Bundle of Joy.
The song's just called Venus.
I understand that.
I don't think that's a lyric, though.
I believe it is.
I don't believe it is. Right. My second wager.
I've already been wrong once this half hour, saying that the 65 Corvette had a split screen when it was the 63.
You know what? Who cares about that, John? Do what you want.
So, Cutting Crew text 1, Eddie Grant text 2, Shocking Blue text 3 to MGK, MGK. Cindy, do you have a favorite, one-hit wonder?
Of my own?
Of your own.
Probably Stacey's Mom.
That's a good one. Okay, all right.
Because I love that band. To me, they're not a one-hit wonder, but I think that was their only hit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was.
Making them a one-hit wonder.
Not so. In my heart.
Let me ask you a quick question. Did Venus have the most legs out of those three songs, you think?
I think so.
The Razor commercial?
Yeah.
Bring it back?
That might have been the Bananarama version, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Because I didn't even know about Shocking Blue until John picked it.
Right.
I just knew Bananarama.
We need the British to explain it to us as opposed to the Dutch. Right?
Yeah. It's a deep song.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
You know, I saw this story this morning and I just thought, this product has got to be the dumbest thing on the planet. It's a new coffee product.
Okay.
Right? And then I started thinking about the coffee that we have here, that no matter what we do, it always tastes like crap.
Mm.
Right? And that's usually because Andy from X2U is making the coffee.
Puts a whole pound in.
Right. And if you can't cement bricks together with it, she's just not happy. Right? She doesn't make coffee. She makes mortar. Right? Anyway, so maybe this product makes more sense. Coffee Mate has come out with a new line of coffee creamers, right? They won't hit the stores until January.
Right.
What do you think the flavor is?
Peppermint bark.
All right. No, not peppermint bark, but
coffee.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Yes, their new flavor is coffee, right? They basically said, most people, it'll taste like either Italian espresso or classic Colombian, right? But most people end up, having coffee at work and it tastes like crap. This makes your crap coffee taste more like coffee. Okay. Or you could just learn how to make coffee.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
In regards to One Hit Wonder Day, we've got three songs. Each one of us has picked a song, and we've decided to wager who's picked the best one. Dave went with Cutting Crew and Died in Your Arms. Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue is Steve's pick, and I'm going with Shocking Blue Venus. And I can honestly say that I am shocked to find out that it's not I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Bundle of Joy.
Misheard lyric show.
It's like, the amount of text that we got in, the line is I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Fire at Your Desire.
Yeah.
You were close.
How I got Bundle of Joy out of that is beyond me.
You are an idiot.
Like you never made a mistake.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
We've got Steve's one-hit wonder coming up at 7:30, but right now we're dealing with song stories. You know, Bob Seger had a lot of singles released prior to getting into the top 40. As a matter of fact, Night Moves made it all the way up to number 4. That was the highest charting thing that he had ever had up until that point. Right? But the story in Night Moves is basically true. And it's kind of like what happens with the Beatles. Like, with the Beatles, it's a point in time. You hear a Beatles song, and it always reminds you of a point in time in your life. And as he was listening to the Beatles, it reminded him of a point in time in his life.
First time I ever heard the Beatles was in October of 63 in Chelsea, Michigan. I was going to see this girlfriend who I wrote Night Moves about. It's totally about our lifestyle as juniors in high school in 1962, which is straight out of the movie American Graffiti. We all had slick back hair and leather jackets and wore points and Banlon shirts and Levi's, and we were like phony tough, Of course, your sexual naivety, too.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Do you know what today is?
Today is National
One Hit Wonder Day.
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonder?
This record was a big hit.
Big hit. Big hit.
All over the world.
And then?
And we're never heard from again.
They're never heard from again.
Happy National One Hit Wonder Day.
Yep, it is in fact National One Hit Wonder Day. And, well, folks have been helping us out. People have been making suggestions all day long. We're going to be playing tracks for you. And earlier this morning, we went with Dave's track, which was Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms. Let me give you a little clip of that so you understand what we're talking
about.
Do
you know what today is?
Wow. Today is National One
I do know what today is. Okay. You've told me.
Right. Yeah, I know. The wrong thing.
Groundhog's Day.
Stop. Stop. Here we go.
Dave, sing it.
All right. Let's go. Here's Dave. All right. Dave should be right there. So Dave went with Cutting Crew, Die in Your Arms. I went with a Shocking Blue. And now it's time to get to Steve's pick. Now, if you agree with me, because we decided to wager on this, if you believe that Shocking Blue is the best, text 3 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Cutting Crew, text 1 to MGK, MGK. And now it's time for Steve to talk about his song.
Yes, Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, one of the biggest songs of 1983, thanks to MTV and the video that he shot for it. It reached number 2 in the U.S.
Right, okay.
And then he just faded away.
Well, that's why they call them one-hit wonders. Now, if you agree with Steve, text 2 to MGK, MGK, and at the end of the show, we'll find out who picked the best one-hit wonder. Are you allowed to play this after Labor Day?
Why not?
It's John DeBella.
He's like a jittery piece of geek jerky.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
There's the music. Now, where's the guy? Jason, you there?
I am here.
There we go. Much gooder.
It's not magic, though.
We don't say that anymore. How you doing?
I'm doing good after a 1-2 week, but yeah. The Eagles aren't doing so good. But yeah. Maybe they can turn it around this week.
Yeah, it is possible. After all, we're playing the Bengals. Then again, who the hell knows?
You know, maybe so. We are the Bengals.
If we lose, we are. Right. Let's start with your choice for game of the week: the Chiefs and the Ravens. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite. Are you going to go with them? What are you going to do? What are you saying about this?
Well, I mean, talk about a game of the week. How great is this game with these two teams? They've both been spectacular. The Ravens, despite the fact that Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year, the Ravens look like the best team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They're home. Not that you got a home crowd advantage, but I guess there's some home cooking here. They're a 3.5-point favorite over Kansas City. It's the Monday night football game. That schedule's not going to affect either team. I just think the better team right now is the Ravens. I love them at the -3.5. I really love them at -185 on the money line. I'll take the Ravens over the Chiefs, and we'll see if Andy Reid's his little visor thing fogs up this week.
No, they bought him the fog spray. I read it this week. They bought him the fog. That was hilarious last week.
The Eagles couldn't have sprayed that in his head when he worked here.
Your lock of the week is the Titans at the Vikings. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite. What are you doing?
Yeah, Minnesota's off to an 0-2 start, John, which is pretty shocking to me. But they did lose to two good football teams in the Packers and the Colts. They're going home this week. I think Minnesota's a good football team. I think they just had a tough schedule to start the season, and no preseason has made it a little bit more difficult on Minnesota. But they're going home. I'll take them plus the 2.5. I mean, that to me, that's a gift to get those points at home. I know the Titans are a good team. I don't think they're a great team, and I think the Vikings just get the job done. They even out a little bit this weekend, get their first win of the season. They're kind of in the same position as the Eagles, but they're playing a much better opponent.
And now that brings us to the Eagles game. The Bengals here in Philadelphia, the Eagles are favored by 4.5. What are you going to say?
Well, it's really hard with this Eagles team right now because Wentz has already thrown 4 interceptions. In the last 3 seasons, he hasn't thrown more than 7 in the total season.
Mm-hmm.
He's more than halfway to that number already. The Eagles have the worst point differential in the NFL, well, they're tied for it, with the Jets, which is never good.
Those green teams like to stay together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're minus 28 points in just 2 games. Oh, but like you said, it's the Bungles, and the Bengals stink too. The question is, are the Eagles on par with the Bengals. I got to think that Wentz starts to straighten out. He had protection issues in week one. He didn't have them in week two. They're out without Samalu. I think he's out for the season now. He had surgery yesterday, according to my sources. So I look at it and I say the Eagles, I don't love the number here. I don't love the -4.5. Mm-hmm. But I see the money line that says -220. Vegas believes hard that they're going to win the football game. So I guess I got to lay the points because the 220 is just too steep. But I'll lay the points on 4.5 and hope that a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Okay. Well, for the game of the week, the Chiefs and the Ravens, you're going with the Ravens. For the lock of the week, the Titans at the Vikings, you're going with the Vikings. And, of course, with the Eagles, you are taking the Eagles. Now, tomorrow when you get on the air at the Fanatic, is it just hours of get rid of Doug Peterson?
I think some people are there right now. I'm not there yet.
No, I'm not there either.
Yeah, I think that's a little ridiculous at this point. But he hasn't had a good start to the season, like the quarterback hasn't.
Right.
I mean, I think the real problem here is that Howie Roseman went out and picked the groceries and picked a bunch of redundant groceries, drafting Dallas Goedert when he already had Zach Ertz, a tight end, drafting Jalen Hurts with a second-round pick when you could have used that to help the football team more now. I think Howie's got to get it together. If you want an easy play, too, by the way, easy money,
right,
take the Dallas Stars +140 on the on the money line tonight against Tampa in the Cup Final. That's easy money.
Okay. Jason Martinez, our guest, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next Friday. And as far as Cincinnati is concerned,
Philly, if you've ever wondered just what happened to our team, well, the Eagles are gonna beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati Sunday at the link. We're tired of chasing other teams' offenses. Down to down, up and down the field. DeBella says if we're the team we're meant to be, beat the Bengals or our fate is sealed. We've gotta beat the pants off Cincinnati.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
He will be appearing tonight at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. If you've never been there before, well, look it up online. It's an interesting new place. Wasn't it Chuck Nice who turned us on to this place?
Yes.
He's the first person who told us about
Chuck,
it.
And they got a great outside spot now.
Oh, really? Okay. The reason why we're telling you all of this is Paul Verzi is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you guys, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to speak to you once again. Last time you were here, we were up on the sixth floor, and now we're in our new studios, and we won't let you in because you're a diseased person.
Yep. Yeah, man. That's it. A lot of things have changed. I'm in the house. My kids are here. They are doing the virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is working from home, so I'm getting yelled at it now. I'm looking to go on the road, guys. I'm looking to get the hell out of here. Okay? I need to.
I told you that the last time you were in, I asked you if the kids got upset when you went skipping down the driveway.
Yeah, I mean, that and the champagne that was flying up in the air. They didn't really appreciate that.
Your whole family, everybody in the family had COVID?
Yeah, so right when the lockdown started, I think it was like the weekend after my wife's birthday, we went out on like March 14th, and then the week after, that's when everything shut down, and like probably around like March 22nd, 23rd, I started to feel symptoms, and I'm like, oh, there's no way, you know, I'm probably just getting a cold or whatever. And then I started to lose my sense of smell and taste, and my wife is like, no, you don't. And then it happened, and then I caught my wife trying to smell a candle 5 days later, and I just pointed at her, and I said, I told you.
But with everybody in the family having this, who got the sympathy? I mean, there wasn't a lot of sympathy to go around.
Listen, if somebody's got to die, let it be dad. You know, that's what it really is. It's just, it's like, hopefully it's dad. The kids want mommy all the time, no matter how much dad is fun and cool, you know. No, there was no sympathy. It was just like, put the dad in the guest room, and if he lives, he lives. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my wife turned into Ivan Drago.
Do you guys live in New York or Jersey?
We live in the suburbs in New York. I'm about an hour north of Manhattan.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really glad I am now.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
That's where I was going.
Imagine. If you want an understanding of what Paul looks like, go into any neighborhood pizza shop and look for the heavyset guy. Right? And that's Paul.
Well, you know what? I've actually lost like 30. So
oh, that's
like,
great.
I'm looking like a prize fighter now. No, I'm not looking like a prize fighter. But I'm looking like a fighter if he retired and he's like 3 months out of retirement and he's starting to slip.
That's your luck.
Well, I was popping around on your Twitter account, and I guess maybe it was the beginning of September, end of August. I see that you are now, your family are now boat people.
I didn't know he was Vietnamese.
We went on a boat, and we were on a lake, and I jumped in the water, and let's just say I swallowed some lake water, and I got sick as a dog, and I'm done. Okay, it was a one and done. I'm not doing it anymore. And for all you lake people, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Okay, go in the ocean. I don't need everybody's peeing in this thing, and you know they are. You know, nobody just jumps in a lake for 2 minutes and pops back out and grabs another beer if they're not doing something disgusting in there. I'm done with lakes. Pontoon boats are trash. Okay, you know, pontoon boats, plywood with a freaking floaty under it. That's what it is, and a bunch of fat animals drinking Bud Lights, jumping in and pissing in a lake. I'm done with lakes. I'm done with your stupid kids on tubes, flying around on tubes that you're pulling them on a rope. It's stupid. Okay, go to the ocean like a normal human being. Spend a little cash. Sorry, dude. I got sick for a week, guys, and now I'm very, very resentful towards boats and on lakes.
It's like, for him, it's not a lake. It's just a really big puddle.
It's a giant pee pool for adults who've been drinking, you know, Corona seltzers and Bud Light for 5 hours.
Yeah, but what I wanted to ask you about is something that happened in the special, because I never realized this until you brought it up. And being Sicilian like you, it's like, it's so true. The Italian after comment, Italian guy will turn to you and will say something, and then when he turns back around, there's one more thing that really is the put down.
I got that actually from my father.
Uh-huh.
Because my father's old school Sicilian, man. He grew up in the Bronx in the 1960s. But my father would do something where when he didn't like somebody, or if he would say something about somebody like that he didn't like, he would talk about them and then just say something so like irrelevant. Like that had nothing to do with what he was mad at. Like if somebody parked his car valet and they did it wrong.
Right.
Or he thinks there was a scratch on it and the car came back. He's like, no, I didn't have this here. No, you did this. You did this. I bet you this guy abuses his kids, doesn't he? Like, and you're just like, you're like, what? Like he would just, he like this guy's not a good person. And you're like, Dad, the guy just maybe messed up with the parking. No. I know people like him. I know people. He probably did drugs when he was younger. And like, he just would always take it to this place. And so when I was on stage one night, I just kind of did that. And I added in like, oh, his mother's fat. And everybody was, you know, that joke was actually a riff. And then people were like, oh my God. And then I ended up, you know, it ended up making the special and stuff. But a lot of that was inspired by my dad.
Oh, in the special, it goes on for like 5 minutes. I mean, and the comments are friggin' hilarious.
No, people really like that. And that joke and a bunch of other jokes from I'll Say This are on YouTube right now. Amazing thing that happened during the pandemic is we got over 8 million views. We didn't even realize.
Wow.
I was on TikTok, guys. I had no idea I was on TikTok.
And we didn't know you could dance, so.
Well, the thing is, my son is on the phone with his buddy, and he's on speakerphone. And I'm walking in the kitchen, and I'm just doing stuff, and I'm getting yelled at, something I need to do. You know, I need to go somewhere and do something. And he says to me, Dad, you know, can I get a TikTok account? And I said, I don't know, we'll talk about it. And he says, do you have one? And I say, no. And I hear his friend on speakerphone go, well, he's got 2.1 million views on this joke right here. And I'm going, what? So apparently Comedy Central has a TikTok page, and they're putting all these clips from their specials on there. And mine at the time had 2.1 million. Now it has 5 million, and it was the joke where me and my daughter were fighting with the lightsaber, which went viral.
Oh, God.
So now I got like all these, you know, kids that dance. At, you know, 17-year-old dancing, looking at my, you know, Star Wars bit. But hey, I'll take it. You know, come out. I like Star Wars.
I'm glad you said this, because when I Googled your name, the second thing that came up was Paul Verzi lightsaber. And I was very confused.
Well, you know, Paul, explain the lightsaber story, because they don't know the lightsaber story.
My son and daughter are very different. My 11-year-old boy has, like, empathy. You know, he's just the type, like, if we see a homeless guy in New York, he just stares at them and wants to know why. And my daughter just steps over. I'm like, ew, he stinks. I'm just get a job. But my daughter's just like this little gangster girl, man. She's just so tough, and she's, like, got so much spirit. And my son does, too, but my daughter is just, like, just different. So we were having a lightsaber fight, because, you know, she watched me have a lightsaber fight with my son. And she goes, I'm going to have a lightsaber fight. So she takes a lightsaber fight, and of course I'm letting her win. And then she cut one of my legs off with the lightsaber. So I'm hopping on one leg, and, you know, and then she cuts my arm off, and I dropped the lightsaber. Now I'm hopping on one leg. Then she cuts my other leg off, right? So now I have to fall back on the couch because there's no legs. I can't stand. And I'm laying there. I'm like, oh, you won. You know, you beat Daddy. And she just goes, not yet. And I hand to God, I'm laying there with my eyes closed. Like, you beat Daddy, you won. I just hear her little voice go, not yet. And she just puts it to my throat, my neck. And she just slices my head off. And I literally, like, opened one eye. Like, is this? And she was like, no, you got to get the throat. That's the most important part. And I was just like, we got to go talk to your mother. We got to talk to your mother.
Well, Paul Verzi is appearing tonight at Soul Joe's Comedy Club. The show's at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through sjpcomedy.com. Paul, it was great to hear from you. Hopefully, I'll see you this weekend, and maybe someday we'll see you in the studio again.
Hey, you know what? There's a few places in radio that I say this, but you guys are definitely up there, one of my favorites. You're the best, and it's always entertaining for us as well.
Well, thank you so much. You have yourself a great night.
Take care.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
It is One Hit Wonder Day, and we've been going through ours. We're going to be playing them for you each and every hour, but we've been going through ours here on the show, and you got a little wager going on as to who picked the best one. We started out earlier this morning. Let's fade this thing out here. We started out earlier this morning with Dave's One Hit Wonder, which was...
Crap.
Cutting Crew and Died in Your Arms. Steve went with... Eddie Grant with Electric Avenue, and we're asking you to vote on which of the three songs is the best. So if you agree with Dave, text 1 to MGK, MGK for Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms. If you agree with Steve, go text 2 to MGK, MGK for Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. But if you agree with me, then, of course, you're making the right choice.
Even though I
purposely got the lyrics wrong earlier this morning because she got them wrong in the song.
Oh, right? Yeah, right.
She was supposed to say goddess, and she said godness.
Yes, well, at least she was close.
Right, right.
To the word.
Right, that's true. I was nowhere near it. Right.
What did you say again? Bundle of joy?
I'm your bundle of joy. Which should have been like, I'm your fire, at your desire. I don't know how I got a bundle of joy out of that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is my pick, Shocking Blue, Venus. If you agree with me, text 3 to MGK, MGK. So it's 1 for Cutting Crew, 2 for Eddie Grant, 3 for Shocking Blue to MGK, MGK. Which one are you going with? Which one of us picked the best song? Just gotta love Dutch rock. Today's version of this big dumb show comes to its timely halt, and Matt Cord is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to our one-hit wonder picks this morning. Right?
Yes.
But Dave went
Cutting
with,
Crew?
Dave went with Cutting Crew,
right.
Died in Your Arms. I have no recollection of that song at all.
Ugh.
That's insane.
At
I
all.
Played it every other day on Ben FM.
Steve went with Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, and I went with Shocking Blue and Venus. Uh-huh. Now, if you had to pick one of those three, which one would you go
See,
with?
See, I would just go for the one that I, the one I have, I'm not burnt out on. Yeah, obviously, Cutting Crew, forget it.
Right, right, right.
I'd probably go with, what was yours? Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant, Electric.
Yeah, we played. I would go with Shocking Blue.
You go with Shocking
Blue?
Yeah. All right.
Because you don't hear it a lot.
No, you don't hear it that often. Yeah. Well, it's a, you know, it's a true one hit wonder. It's kind of like the poster
always,
child for one hit wonders.
There's always that guy who's got, no, they had another hit.
Right. Right,
like Eddie Grant had Dancing in Guyana. You know?
But
Boomtown Rats.
It's time. Yeah,
what's their other one? Up All Night.
Yeah, Up All Night. Yeah, no.
That was a big DRE song.
Yeah, right. But it seems it is time for us to find out what the audience went with. Refreshing the entire list and winning by 4 votes.
Ooh, wow.
Electric Avenue.
Hey! Yes, it's about time I got back in that category. It's so good we should play it a second time.
You've got yours picked out. It's all Matt's in Matt's show, so
I got four.
Matt doesn't have to share. So
I got four.
You got four?
Yeah, you want to hear them?
No. I'll save it as a surprise.
I just talked about the first one.
The John DiBella Podcast,
bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.